1077 Today FM. I'm Kate. It's an absolute pleasure today to have Gemma Law and Jeff Morton in the studio this afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, we're doing great.
It's so good to see you, dad and daughter team here.
Here we are.
Absolutely fabulous. So, Gemma is a local author here in Stratford. And, Gemma, you've been touring around locally with your book, Adventures in Elsian.
Mm-hmm. I have, yes. It's been going really well. It was awesome. Released near the end of the school year, and it's interesting because I spoke to someone at the Beacon Herald, and he asked me, well, how do people feel about the fact that there's spelling errors purposely in the book? And I was like, well, that engages children in learning. They have to find the errors, and they have to talk about it and use phonics and use the sound of words to learn audibly and visually, and it's engaging with their friends or parents or teachers or whatever. It's a bit out there. It's a bit different. Usually editors like to have things very right in a book.
Yeah.
But like my dad, I'm an out-of-the-box thinker, and apparently I like to give books that have spelling mistakes for people to fix. So that was something that came up, and people actually liked it. Parents liked it. I met, which was great. So I got good feedback on that.
Good.
I got a lot of questions when the next one's coming.
Right. So the next one is in the works, part two.
It is. It's going to be called The Fall. So part one introduced all the characters, which I think we spoke about last time. Mm-hmm. Every character represented a certain mental health struggle or an advocate for justice or something along the lines of that, hidden in the characters' storyline. The first one just introduced us, and like the parrot squawkers, and you know, squawkers had experienced, unfortunately, grief and death because he lost his flock, and you know, squeakers the dog, well, had been abandoned at birth, but they both got they both found each other and were a family, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, this is introduced in a way that is very kid-friendly.
Yes.
And as it's based on animals I already have.
Yeah.
A lot of camps and places have been loving seeing the bird and the dog.
Right,
these real characters in person alive, right?
Yeah.
But the next one will be more more focused. It will introduce a character that has autism, and it will introduce the unlikely three, which I will leave for a surprise.
Absolutely. Leave something for the readers.
Yeah, that's going to be a surprise. But yeah, the next one's going to be a good one. It's going to be a very good one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And of course, if, you know, teachers or camps or whoever wants to book you for a stop along the tour for a reading and a meet and greet, how can they do that?
Funnily enough, my Facebook's become a thing lately.
Fabulous.
It's really funny. Like, a lot of people have been messaging me through there. Not that they're not allowed to. Feel free to. But there's also my website as well. You can book a tour there and I'll come.
Awesome. So that's gemmalaw.ca.
Yeah.
How exactly did you get into writing?
I wasn't much of a reader. My dad would tell you that, like, when I was young. Like, he would definitely agree. He's sitting here nodding. I actually hated school.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that feel the same way. And my focus on textbooks or anything like that was just like, I'd last a minute and then I'd be like, do, do, do. But I used to work as a social worker. That's the field that I got into. And unfortunately, I was badly assaulted on the job. And there was like a good 8 months that I was recovering there. I lost my eyesight for a while. I got aphasia nigra. So I lost the ability to be able to process what I was thinking and say, like, it would be completely different. It would come out as gibberish. And then I lost the ability to read. So when my eyesight came back, putting together the words that were coming out of my mouth and reading those words was just a jumble.
Yeah.
So it's almost like as I had to reteach myself these things, I had to do it in a creative way. And so I got more of a passion for writing when I had to learn it again myself.
Yeah.
And then I had many rescue creatures join me in my house, and they're just entertaining. It's like living in a sitcom, to be honest.
Yeah.
And you can always find a story watching them. Always. Yeah. Always. So I thought, I know, why don't I create a story that has a good purpose, mm-hmm. and whatever, that involves these amazing creatures and what I'm passionate about.
Mm-hmm. That's so inspiring, you know, taking a negative experience and having a great outcome, mm-hmm. with Adventures of Elsien and all this local touring, mm-hmm. and education that you're doing. So it's fabulous. Yeah. So the book sales for Adventures in Elsien are actually helping out Home Sweet Home. And your dad, Jeff Morton, here is a founder of Home Sweet Home. So, Jeff, how has Home Sweet Home been going so far?
Well, Kate, it's been great, actually. It's been above expectations.
Oh, fabulous.
Since we last met and since we've talked, long story short, so much of the community, which was our whole purpose, rally the community and let's build a home. Our mission was to build an affordable rental home for one person, mm-hmm. for somebody who, you know, who needs it. And so we set out to actually have this charitable purpose. I'm pleased to say, as of June 1st, we actually got registered.
Fabulous.
As a Canadian charity. So we provide below market rate affordable housing for those in need. Experiencing poverty or experiencing low income. Mm-hmm. So they're tiny homes, they're between 500 to 700 square feet, but they're actually quality. So they're like mini houses. They have four little rooms and everything else. You can see all this on our website, mm-hmm. which is Home Sweet Home, but the suite is S-U-I-T-E.
S-U-I-T-E. Home Sweet Home.
Not the ice cream. So exactly. homesweethome.org.
Yes.
And it's been great. We've got one builder started in St. Mary's.
Amazing.
That has already commenced as of last week. So that's underway.
Perfect.
Secondly, we had social services contact us and say, can you do something for a father and his son in the North Perth region? Mm-hmm. They are living in very difficult conditions and really they can't face another winter. It's mm-hmm. bad.
Yeah.
So we reviewed the site, went forward, spoke with the landowners, and managed to get a what they call a charitable lease. It's
amazing.
A nominal lease with some land out there. So we're actually moving ahead with building a second one.
Oh, phenomenal.
In North Perth, which
amazing.
Is a two-bedroom. So,
yeah,
it's going great.
Fabulous. Well, I'm so glad to hear it. And, of course, yes, Gemma's book sales also support Home Sweet Home. And if you have any upcoming fundraisers or anything coming up, where can we find all the details and how to support?
Great. That's a great question. We're trying to sort of focus most things through the website.
Mm-hmm.
So the homesweethome.org website has got all the information. It's got the latest pictures from the different sites.
Yeah.
It's got ways that you can support, you can volunteer, you can give financially. And of course, as we're a charity, obviously every donation receives a tax receipt.
Absolutely.
So that's available now. So financially and help in any way you can. We've been out speaking to different clubs and in St. Mary's area as well and giving out cards. But the main way, you can get us through Facebook, Home Sweet Home, Affordable Housing, and also through Instagram.
Amazing.
Home Sweet Home 2024. Mm-hmm. Primarily, contact us through the website or email us. And
okay.
We'll be back onto you straight away.
Fabulous. So Home Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, homesweethome.org is where you can,
yes.
That's the hub.
Yes, the hub.
Fabulous. Well, it is a pleasure seeing both of you, Gemma Law and Jeff Morton. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. It's wonderful. Thank you.